I'm Andrew Schneider on the radio sports page here with the Pella Boys cross country team, who has just qualified for state back-to-back years with a lot of guys returning up to Fort Dodge. Let's have all of them introduce themselves to start.
Josiah Wittenberg.
Tony Schmitz. Will Rasmussen.
Chase Lawman.
Thomas Stahl.
Braden Rowe.
Mason Johnston.
Well, and as I just said, you guys are back to state. Let's start with some of the upperclassmen and seniors. What did it mean to have the race you had today and have a chance now to go back to Fort Dodge one more time?
I was really excited to have the race that I did. I was able to PR again, and I'm really looking forward to experience the state race again.
I was so proud of all these guys standing right next to me and how they gave it. They're all just like they said they would.
I was able to go out, have a lot of fun. It was great having a bunch of people here to support us, and that meant a lot.
Well, we came into this knowing what we had to do, and I thought we did that really well. We all pushed each other and pushed and did our best, and I'm just really looking forward and really excited to see what we can do at state.
And now, Josiah, last year district champion, this year again a top five finish. You're going back. What does it mean to be able to pace this group of guys again and to be able to help lead them back to the state meet?
Oh, it's awesome. It's fun having them kind of start to run me down, because then it encourages me to run faster. But it's definitely going to be exciting.
And Tony, tell me about the race that you saw today, because you had a top 10 finish and a lot of teams that were here pushing you.
Well, it was always good to PR, and it felt really good. And there's a lot of great runners here to push me, and felt good to have teammates to run with. And it being my first experience running at districts, it went pretty well.
Well, and speaking of first time at districts, Chase, the youngster on the team, what does it mean to be able to be out here at this experience and run with this group of guys?
It's pretty cool to run with this great group of guys, and just a pretty good race today with a lot of good competition and good teammates pushing me.
We got guys bouncing around here, but obviously you've seen now some really good teams here. How has this season in particular prepared you with all the races you've had against DCG and Norwalk in this conference, and how do you think that's going to get you ready for Fort Dodge?
We saw how strong our competition is, so we know where they push and how they push, and we know who we need to run with to push ourselves and our teammates.
So what does the next week of training look like then? What are the things that you prepare for, especially as a veteran here? This is something you have done before.
We got to look forward to the taper process, so we're going to be able to run on rested legs and have our peak performance at state this season.
Same thing for you?
We have the same intensity for workouts, but we do a little less volume. So we're just trying to like take it down, rest our legs, and be ready for next Saturday.
Well, and for the guys over here, what do you think it's going to take between now and Saturday? And what do you think it's going to take to have a great race up at Fort Dodge?
I think it's really just about attitude. I mean, I think based off this season, we've got the training. We know that we put in the work that we can drop some great times at state. And I really think if we just stay positive, keep with a happy attitude, and that know that if we just run together as a team, that we're going to do great things at state.
Yeah, I agree with Joe. I think if we all have a strong mental race and we're able to push through any kind of adversity we have and just overcome any obstacles throughout the race mentally, I think that will really help us, because we have the physical ability to run well. It's just pairing mental with it.
Well, I think that we'll have a really good mental attitude going in, because this entire season has just been chipping away at those time gaps between us, DCG, and Norwalk. And we kind of really closed the gap between us and Norwalk, especially, and DCG isn't that far away. And we know going in that we always have a very fast state. We have huge time drops there. So I just think that going in with the right mental attitude, which I think we will go in, will really prepare us for state. And I think we have great things ahead of us.
And your first state meet, what are you looking forward to most?
Just competing well and having a really fun time.
Awesome. The Pella Boys cross country team, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.